We've been paying a lot of attention to the natural disasters in Asia this week. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's political disaster continues to unfold. Today, the government of President Robert Mugabe announced the date for a runoff presidential vote. That date is June 27th, or 3 months after voters in Zimbabwe went to the polls for the first round. The main opposition party claims its candidate won the first election outright. Earlier this week, the American ambassador to Zimbabwe and other diplomats were detained by police. The diplomats were investigating reports that Zimbabwe's ruling party is intimidating and even killing opposition supporters ahead of the runoff. Journalist Andrew Meldrum covered Zimbabwe for more than 20 years before he was expelled from the country. He's been following the incident closely.
There are whole large areas that are no-go areas that journalists can't go into. And the diplomats went in convoy out into one of these so-called no-go areas. And they went in to rural villages where they saw people who were very badly beaten, and beaten to the extent that their buttocks had been beaten off and they had gaping wounds. They went to the hospitals and saw a rural hospital in Mutoko and saw people being treated. And the police, the supporters of Robert Mugabe, went up and tried to prevent them from leaving, saying that they should go into the police station for questioning. And they said, no, you can't question us. We're doing something completely legal. And they just went and undid the barricade that the police had put up, and they drove off.
So it was quite a confrontation. And in the process, this group of diplomats have managed to document a lot of really horrific evidence, as you alluded to just a moment ago. Here's U.S. Ambassador James McGee talking to the BBC today about one especially shocking incident involving an 80-year-old woman.
She was hit in the head with an axe, not because of anything that she had done, but because her two grandsons were activists for the MDC party. They were beaten. And then the people that beat them up came out, found their grandmother, and hit this 80-year-old woman in the head with an axe. Now, that's unacceptable.
Andrew Meldrum, I mean, in the middle of accumulating all this evidence of violence in this so-called no-go area, there was actually a standoff between the diplomats and the ZANU-PF kind of officers and military. And the U.S. Ambassador James McGee, whom we just heard from, actually stood in the way of these armed ZANU-PF officers and sat on the hood of the car, preventing them from fleeing. I mean, it sounds like a pretty dire confrontation.
Well, it's really important because ordinary Zimbabweans cannot do that. They are beaten and, you know, have the violence inflicted upon them. And what the diplomats did is they said, no, we don't have to take orders from you. This is not based on law. You don't have any authority over us. And then these bullies who have been torturing and killing people, they backed off and the convoy went on.
The opposition candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change, the MDC, travels back to Zimbabwe tomorrow, Andrew. Shouldn't he be worried? I mean, what other kinds of things are you hearing in your communication with friends in Zimbabwe that should concern Morgan Tsvangirai?
I have heard many things that should concern Morgan Tsvangirai, that members of parliament from his party have been dragged off and beaten, that officers of his party have been killed. And cabinet ministers have said that Morgan Tsvangirai's speeches in recent weeks have been treasonable. And he, of course, has been in jail before and stood on trial for treason and has been jailed for lengthy periods. He's been beaten unconscious and got a fractured skull just a year ago. So yes, there could be some violence that goes against Morgan Tsvangirai. But on the other hand, Tsvangirai has to go back and say, I am challenging Robert Mugabe. So it's a really very volatile time in Zimbabwe right now.
Journalist Andrew Meldrum is author of Where We Have Hope, a memoir of Zimbabwe. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.